Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in Easter Monday. Remember when you guys were ranting against me over the weekend that it was Easter? I spent the weekend with my, not on the blog, but with my family in Seattle. First Easter, Tony, by myself, but you know what? God is pulling me through this thing. Big, big time. Having said that, Jimmy, let's talk about the Durham investigation. It looks like that one is kind of going our way, bud.
So the Hunter Biden investigation is becoming pretty apparent that the Democrats are scared to death, especially the and as well as the media folks that are trying to protect it. You know, that, I mean, it really does show a level of collusion between the media, the Democratic Party, senior political operatives, and some senior Republicans as well that are bought into, you know, undermining anyone that's willing to question the narrative in D.C.
Yeah.
So the Republicans are attempting to publish the data from Hunter Biden's laptop that has been now proven to be real.
Yeah.
And in spite of the lies and the absolute crazy accusations of Russia conspiracies perpetuated by senior intelligence officials, by senior government officials, by mainstream media officials, mm-hmm. as well as numerous political leaders in the United States in 2020 before the election, which, you know, would have had a direct impact on Joe Biden's presidency.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing now is the reality that this is true, that the information is true, that it shows a direct connection between Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's brother Jim Biden,
mm-hmm.
communist, senior communist Belt and Road corporations and officials, as well as intelligence officials, and Joe Biden profiting mm-hmm. from it.
Yeah.
That's pretty damning information, and it looks factual. No, it doesn't look factual. Now it's been validated as factual. As hard as the media is trying to suppress it, the reality is some people are going to actually realize that how dangerous the communist influence is over this administration. More importantly, how corrupt the Biden family and the Democratic Party has been, and the senior members of both parties that have attempted to undermine or, you know, cover this entire thing up in order for their political objectives.
Well, what I'm afraid of is we're going to find out this year pretty much in the what I would call preliminary, not primary, but preliminary. What we're going to find out is just how deeply the Democrats are buried, for lack of better terms. And that's going to give them a very good starting point as to what to do in the election of 24, which really counts. I wish they didn't have that. I wish it all came out at once and they didn't have that preview, Jimmy, to be honest with you.
You know, the problem is, and this is, I mean, this is what faces every people, every nation, every school, everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a certain percentage of the people that just will not open their eyes, that they hate a certain individual, and no matter what they hear, they're not going to change their mind. They hate Donald Trump, or they support Joe Biden, and support the Democratic Party. And so they're going to listen to the Rachel Maddows, they're going to listen to the Keith Ober... I can't remember his name... the guy that used to be on ESPN, that used to be on MSNBC before is fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course a lot of these, you know, people like, you know, Chris Wallace, formerly of Fox News, now with CNN, failing miserably, by the way, a lot of these people that have attempted to protect the interests of, quote, the government over the interests of the American people. And I think that, unfortunately, with the number of people that are still manipulated by those lies, mm-hmm. by the major corporate media interests, as long as we have them unwilling to step up and actually show the reality of what's happening, then there could potentially nothing change and we just continue to decline.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's hard because everybody believes that that Trump is an asshole, for lack of better. Not everybody, but certainly all the progressives believe that. And you know, when you really look at the facts as to what happened when his administration controlled the Oval Office, I mean, we were talking about that this weekend, primarily with my conservative friends, you know, Rob Shiras, Mike Myers, et cetera, talking about it over an Easter dinner that we had, you know, and things could not have been any better over Trump. He could not have done a better job, in my opinion.
Well, no, and what he was facing was an absolute barrage of hate and twisted information that is becoming, show up as being false.
Mm-hmm.
Durham investigation right now, John Durham has been going at this now for quite a long time,
yeah.
3.5, I guess, approaching 4 years, where he's been looking into the origins of the Russian collusion narrative.
Right.
And what was interesting is during the entire Mueller team and investigation on Trump, almost weekly, if not every other day, there was a leak from the Department of Justice investigation to major media outlets,
right,
that made the appearance that there was some truth behind this. And it really undermined the administration, and it undermined Republicans enough so that in 2018, the Republicans lost the House and the Senate. And unfortunately, it's proven, or fortunately, I guess, in some ways, it's proving that, in fact, it was a political setup. All a political setup. Durham is not leaking anything, and as he files documentation with the court, he's very carefully releasing information that is showing a very deep conspiracy, and he does now use those words, conspiracy, and he's undermining Andrew Sussman, the Clinton lawyer that was Perkins Coie for the DNC and the Clinton campaign, in his arguments to try to cancel, to stop the proceedings and the investigation. If the indictment stands, there are 5 former Clinton officials, according to filings from Durham with the court, there are 5 former Clinton officials or technical advisors that are pleading the 5th to avoid indictments.
Yeah.
And then he has basically outlined tech executives and Sussman's attempts to go directly against, or I should say, yeah, target directly the Trump campaign and then the Trump presidency, when in fact the federal government, and this is the most important fact to be known out of this latest filing, the CIA had done an overseas assessment on the possibility of the information on the Alpha Bank scandal, the argument that somehow Trump was connecting with Alpha Bank in Russia,
right,
through Trump Tower, that was actually fabricated and not possible to write that information. Now, that was a huge, huge argument for the left against Trump, showing that there were facts there. Now it turns out that Sussman actually provided that information to the CIA after Trump was president, and the CIA said, this is not valid, it's not justifiable, and it was likely created by a user. And at the same time, the former director of the CIA, John Brennan, under Barack Obama, came out and said that there was evidence that Trump was doing this, and came out publicly over and over again, as well as the then current director of the FBI, Jim Comey,
yeah,
as well as numerous members of the senior Trump administration came out and kind of indicated that these were possibilities and continued this investigation in spite of factual determinations on most of the agencies that the information was false. That is a conspiracy, yeah, to undermine an elected government in this nation, and the press ran with it.
No question whatsoever about that. You know that. I know it. Tony knows it. CFS knows it. Out of the Box knows it. Everybody knows it. Okay, Eddie, everybody knows it. Now, what I would like to switch subjects, I'd like to switch subjects over to, in my opinion, the biggest loser in the world, not just in America, but in the world, and that's Hunter Biden. Let's talk about him, Jim.
Yeah. I mean, okay, you know, it's kind of, again, everyone does realize it, but actually understanding what the latest filings show are very, very damning to him. And if, in fact, the Republicans or the public does get to publish the contents of this laptop, there is absolute, unbelievably terrible dirt of abuse towards women, of drug abuse, on videos with potential with minors, and even direct relations with and accusations against his own stepdaughters, the daughters of his deceased brother, and or daughter of his deceased brother. I mean, this is just horrendously gross and disgusting. And the fact that the left continues to protect these types of individuals is really telling of what's happening in America right now.
Well, I can go more and more in depth on that if you'd like me to, but I'm not going to, because it implicates people who you and I know, and I really don't want to do that. Jimmy, like to talk with you off mic. Irish Tony, hope you had a good Easter. Out of the Box, you're a pretty religious guy, as I am. A Jesus guy, as I call myself. I hope you had a good Easter. Everybody else. Jimmy, thank you so much.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.